Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franza. A hearing set for tomorrow in a class action lawsuit filed on behalf of FBI agents who worked on January 6th investigations, claiming the Justice Department is denying them due process and illegally pursuing information on them. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
At the FBI, we have learned that a list has been handed over to the Justice Department of employees who worked on January 6th cases. At least two lawsuits have now been filed saying that these agents are being targeted by their own department for doing their job.
Pam Bondi sworn in today as Attorney General, set up an internal working group to look into those who led investigations against President Trump, including Special Counsel Jack Smith. The first military flight carrying undocumented migrants arrived at Guantanamo Bay, where the Trump administration says the most violent criminals who've been deported will be housed. And a winter blast is crippling parts of the Midwest and taking aim at the East Coast. Ice, snow, and winds are in the mix. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced he has joined a coalition of 15 attorneys general in reaffirming their commitment to protect access to gender-affirming care. In a statement, the coalition said the Trump administration's executive order is wrong on both the science and the law, and reiterated that healthcare decisions should be made by patients, families, and doctors. The coalition also highlighted a federal court decision to resume funding for institutions providing that care following a temporary freeze by another executive order. A new study finds that car insurance rates will increase in Wisconsin this year, but not as much as in previous years or in other states. The study was conducted by the insurance agency Insurify, which says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to increase by about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper rates. A Rice Lake affordable housing project is now at a standstill as the city reclaims ownership of the site. The project would have seen a former nursing home on Newton Street converted into an affordable housing complex. The city purchased the land in 2018 and contracted the nonprofit Movin' Out for the renovations. Amid supply chain issues and growing construction costs, the nonprofit did not apply for needed tax credits this year, and the city terminated the contract. Officials still believe they have options for affordable housing at the property. The Polk County Environmental Services Committee will meet again tonight to discuss potential updates to the Code of Ordinances. The committee began examining the Department of Natural Resources and other state standards for ordinance requirements in January and intends to update the county codes to create greater alignment with those standards. The committee plans to have another meeting on potential changes on February 19th and hold a public hearing in March. Public input can be submitted at the meetings or online. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks make a deal. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee is sending Chris Middleton to Washington. The Bucks are trading Middleton and A.J. Johnson to the Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin Jr., as well as a second-round draft pick. A pick swap was also included in the deal. Middleton, a three-time All-Star, helped the Bucks win the 2021 NBA title. He signed a three-year, $93 million contract before last season. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bucks take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight with a tip time of 6 p.m. The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted this morning to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Few flurries and snow showers tonight, a cloudy sky and a low in the upper teens. A gradual clearing for tomorrow, but breezy, a high right around 20. On Friday, a partly sunny sky. Highs warm up into the mid-20s. More snow for the weekend. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreidlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Dan Schaefer joins us from the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media's political editor to talk about the changing times in the Republican world. Has professional wrestling taken over? We'll explain.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK. Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, producer Conrad here for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Pete is feeling a little under the weather tonight. So we're going to have a best of show for you with Anders Lindwall and Katie Scullin. And we'll be back live tomorrow for a great and fun show. Hope you enjoy.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's light it up. It is a Monday night here in the state of Wisconsin, a beautiful but frigid night. I am coming to you live from Madison, Wisconsin tonight. Always fun to do the show from here. Conrad is holding back, holding the fort down back in Green Bay, and things look pretty normal there, Conrad. I have to say, you look like you're not up to no good. I can see that you're towing the company line there in my absence. So thank you for that.
You don't see
how you doing tonight, buddy.
I mean, you don't see the kegs all around, so they're on the other side of the studio.
That's all right. Is that from you or Mino and the mayor?
Well, we had a mixed party.
You know, when I was your age, if I had to do a morning show starting at 6 a.m., there are nights when I could have just gone right onto the air from a party. Like, I would have just stayed up. I could never do that now, but this is actually the perfect time slot. Wherever you are joining us from in the great state of Wisconsin, folks, it is great to have you with me on this Monday. We all need some cheering up. It's the first week of ordinary time, I would say, after the holidays. And we probably all need a pick me up. I know that I kind of let the holidays go an extra weekend. I did really almost nothing this past weekend except hang out with my kids who were home for the holidays and eat some good food. I continue to drink non-alcoholic beers at an alarming pace. And I am back to it. You got to get back to it. And this is a Monday night, so we all need to pull together, talk about TV, talk about movies, maybe some comedy, and get through this Monday as we start the new year. The one encouraging thing is, and I think this is kind of cool, I think we gain about 30 seconds of daylight every day since the winter solstice, since December 21st. So already we have like, what is that, like 7 extra minutes? No, that's like 2 weeks ago now. So, that's like 7 extra minutes of daylight. So, it's only going to get better. We'll get through January. It will be fun. We'll do it. We'll do Nightlight the way we always do it. We have great guests tonight. Katie Scullin is here in the studio. She is a Madison-based singer-songwriter. She will be joining me live, playing some tunes, talking music. I had Katie on the show before. She's just great, and I love talking to her about her process. And she's got a great voice. She's going to perform live for you guys tonight. And Anders Lindwall will be here. He's the director of Green and Gold, a new film that will be coming to theaters July 31st. And there is a Packer connection. A farmer, played by Craig T. Nelson, bets everything, bets the farm, literally, on the Packers. And Anders got a great cast for this film. He is also a native UPite. Is that how we say that? I will say, Conrad, I don't know what you did over the break mostly. I played a lot of Wii. I did mention that briefly last week. How long has it been since you've played Wii?
I'd say, probably about like 6 months ago.
Oh, that recently?
Yeah, one of my friends who lives in Green Bay actually has a Wii. And, you know, coming back from the bars, we'd play some Wii bowling. Our favorite would be Wii golf, though.
Wii golf, I don't even like golf in real life. I find it really frustrating.
Yes.
But Wii golf, I absolutely love. The kids and I, one night, I bet we spent 3 hours doing the 3-point Wii Sports Resort. They have a 3-point contest.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
High post, Williams, fade away, 15th footer is through. Douglas down to one, Douglas flips it up at the free throw line, and it's good. On a driving shot there by Hallie Douglas.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
The Wisconsin Badgers are back in Madison tonight as the grind of the Big Ten Conference continues. Sitting at 2-10 in the conference standings, the Badgers welcome 9-1 and 7th-ranked USC, including the Big Ten's leading scorer, Juju Watkins, to the Kohl Center tonight. It's time for LA versus Madison. It's time for Badgers basketball. Coming up on tonight's pregame show, we'll get a scout of the USC Trojans with assistant coach Jamie Gleason, a look at the Badger numbers a little bit later on in the Badger Notebook. Quick spin around the Big Ten, too. A game of note for Badgers fans to keep an eye on. But up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and Technical Educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org.
Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
At the Kohl Center, getting set for Big Ten basketball, the Badgers host 7th-ranked USC, joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. So what's the focus on practice this week following Sunday's game at Purdue, leading into another top 10 team here in Madison?
I think it's, you know, what are the things that we could have done better to finish off that game? I think, you know, we talked about it in our post game about the first quarter and the fourth quarter. And then it was really about turning the page, right? Like, okay, we have a completely new opponent that we're getting ready for, and we have an unbelievable opportunity on National Girls and Women's Sport Day, have a great crowd, have one of the best players in the country coming into our house, and, you know, we need to compete and put 40 minutes together with everybody performing well.
Yeah, let's talk about USC, because obviously a high-scoring team, a team that's really good defensively too. What's it going to take to beat the Trojans tonight?
I think we've got to be able to control the tempo for sure. You know, they get out in transition. That's kind of their bread and butter, but we've got to make sure that we take advantage of our possessions, that we really make sure that we're taking care of the ball, and then we've got to make them defend on our end.
You mentioned National Girls and Women in Sports Day. That's what today is, helps recognize the achievements of female athletes. But, you know, participation in sports, I think, can do so much for young people, male and female.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what's one thing that I think that's really cool about this event all around the country. It's not just for little girls seeing, you know, women. It's for young girls, young boys, you know, to see these women out here doing something that potentially they might inspire them to do that. But there's also a bunch of other things that are happening within the game, you know, whether it's our cheer team or dance, you know, whether it's the referees or score. Like, there's all these things that they get to see and, you know, potentially want to emulate one day.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John.
That's head coach Marissa Mosley. Keep her right here. We will get a scout of USC coming up next. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career in technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being.
Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see say for each other.
I see say because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday.
Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back to Madison and the Kohl Center. Top 10 matchup as Wisconsin takes on number 7 USC. Now joined by Badgers assistant coach Jamie Gleason. So I guess when you start with USC, you start with Juju Watkins, the nation's third leading scorer. She leads the conference as well. How will you approach this matchup against her?
Yeah, I thought it was fun to scout her, actually, because it was fun to watch what other teams did, and they pretty much tried everything against her. So we took a little bit of other people's game plans and put it together, and obviously she is a big part about what you do and prep for this game.
It's not just her. I mean, this is a team that's right there in the tops in points per game in the country, too.
And that's so true. And we talk, obviously, a lot about Juju and scout film and on the court, but then we had to make sure, like, you know, she has a lot of help around her, too. It's not just a one-man show, as much as she will take a lot of shots, and she's a great player, obviously, but she is surrounded by a lot of other good players.
Defensively, they allow the fewest points per game of any Big Ten team, so what do you see from them defensively?
They're aggressive. I mean, they like to turn people over and turn their defense into quick offense for them, but they also are pretty good in the gaps and stuff like that, so they're just overall pretty aggressive.
So is there anything maybe new or different that you'll have to try tonight, or is it just to try to penetrate a defense like that?
Yeah, I just think our guards have to be aggressive. They need to attack the closeouts that we will create based off of ball movement, and then don't be afraid when you get in there. I think we will have opportunities to attack the post and then get dump down passes because they do like to help up. So we've worked a lot on that. So just overall, just being aggressive and being confident in what we're doing offensively.
Best of luck. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Jamie Gleason. Keep it right here. The Badger Notebook is next. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
And welcome back, courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. Time for the Badgers Notebook. Wisconsin 11-11 overall this season, 2-9 in the Big Ten. Tries to get back on the winning track after a loss on Sunday at Purdue. They'll take on number 7 USC. Back to that loss against the Boilermakers, one thing that did stand out was the production of Sarah Williams. She scores 28 points, has 3 blocks, grabs 7 rebounds in the Badgers' loss, but that means seven straight games now for Williams in double figures. During that stretch, she's averaging 21.2 points per game, and five of her last seven games have been 20 points or more on the scoreboard. Meanwhile, the Badgers' schedule down the stretch is seven games left before the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin still trying to be one of the top 15 teams in the Big Ten. Currently, they are, but of their seven remaining games, including tonight, three are against teams in the top 25, and two are against teams in the top 10. It's the first ever matchup in program history between Wisconsin and USC. We've got the starting lineups coming up in just a little bit, but up next, a quick spinner on the Big Ten. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in the generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Welcome back, courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. Time for a quick spin around the Big Ten. Here tonight in Madison, it's Wisconsin hosting number 7 USC. Later tonight, a top 10 showdown. Number 1 and undefeated UCLA hosts 8th-ranked Ohio State. Last check between Penn State and Washington at the half. It was Washington on top of the Lady Lions, 38-34. That's an important game for Badgers fans to keep an eye on, because when you look at the Big Ten standings, top 15 teams make the Big Ten tournament. Right now, Wisconsin at 2-9 is in 14th spot, but Penn State is one of three teams tied for the 15th spot at 1-10, just a game back of Wisconsin Northwestern. Last place in the Big Ten at 0-9. Keep it right here. Starting lineups and the opening tip-off is next. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision, and the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight.
When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center. John Audius with you as the Wisconsin Badgers host 7th-ranked USC. Wisconsin comes in with a 2-9 Big Ten record. USC 19-2 overall, 9-1, second in the Big Ten Conference. And the starting five for Lindsey Gottlieb and the Trojans looks like this. Kennedy Smith, a 6-1 freshman guard, 10.1 points per game, third-leading scorer for USC. Number 12 is Juju Watkins, a 6-2 sophomore and the reigning National Freshman of the Year. She is third in the nation in scoring at just under 25 points per game. Rhea Marshall, 6'4", a senior post player, leads the Trojans with 9 rebounds per game. Kiki Iriafen is a 6'3 grad student, transfer from Stanford, second leading scorer at about 18 per game. And Talia von Olhoffen is 5'11", a grad student, scores about 6.5 per game for USC. For Wisconsin and head coach Marissa Mosley in her fourth season, as I mentioned, 2-9 in the Big Ten. They're in the 14th spot in the conference. They're 11-11 overall. Carter McRae is 6'1" and a sophomore, has 2 straight games scoring in double figures. The Badgers' second leading scorer is just under 10 per game. Tess Myers is a 5'9 guard, a grad transfer from Duquesne, 14.5 points per game over her last two. She had 17 in the Badgers' loss at Purdue on Sunday and hit 5 threes. Ronnie Porter, 5'2", junior guard. She's listed at 5'4". We'll say 8.8 points per game. She's second in the Big Ten with 5 assists per contest. Natalie Leitzinger is a 5'8 grad guard from Monroe, Wisconsin. She averages just under 8 points per game. And Sarah Williams, 6'4 junior from Brooklyn, New York, third leading scorer in the Big Ten, 19.1 points per game. First team all Big Ten last year and the reigning Big Ten defensive player of the year. And the Badgers are going to need defense against USC. The Trojans come in second in the Big Ten Conference, scoring 83 points per game. They're also coming off their first Big Ten Conference loss of the season, Sunday at Iowa. Wisconsin and USC meeting for the first time in both these programs' history. First time ever between Wisconsin and USC. Trojans out to center court, ready for tonight's opening tip-off. Badgers just breaking their huddle right now. 7 games left in the Big Ten season for Wisconsin. Down the stretch, they've got 3 top 25 teams, including 2 in the top 10. And that, of course, includes USC this evening. It'll be Rhea Marshall, 6'4", in the center circle for USC. For Wisconsin, 6'4", Sarah Williams. And we are ready for Big Ten basketball, L.A. versus Madison. Opening tip-off is back-tapped and controlled by the Trojans. They'll move it left to right. And a very good crowd here tonight at the Kohl Center to watch USC come to town. Von Olhoffen has the basketball outside left. Finds Smith between the circles. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Watkins' first touch on the right side on Leitzinger. Pull up on the right baseline, rolls in. 10-footer in for Juju Watkins at 27 points in a losing effort in Iowa City on Sunday. Now some backcourt pressure by the Trojans. A pass by Leitzinger's tip, but picked up by McRae in the front court. 9:24 to go first quarter. 2-0 SC over the Badgers. Leitzinger picks up her dribble, skips it to the near side where it's caught by Porter. Porter dribbles top of the arc, still has it, ball poked free, she regathers, shot clock at 5. Cross to Williams in the high post, jumper over Marshall at the free throw line is short. Marshall secures it for USC.
Trojans left to right. It's Marshall, top of the key, long two over McCray is short. Rebound picked up by McCray. She gathers about seven per game for the Badgers this season. Here is Porter attacking the rim, and it's blocked from behind by Smith and out of bounds as Porter came flying in from the left side. Ball stays with Wisconsin. 8:49 to play first quarter. 2-0 USC. Myers catches the inbounds pass in the right arc. Guides it over to Leitziger out on top. Versus Watkins. Leitziger on the floor. Left of the lane. Stops. Throws it back out to Porter. Shot clock's at 10. Porter dribbles away from a screen by Williams to the corner and Leitziger. Defended by Watkins. 4 on the shot clock. Leitziger makes her move on Chuchu. Layup no good. Ball tipped and picked up by Iriafen. Outlet near side for USC. Smith into the front court. Lobs inside and it's stolen by Wisconsin. Pass was intended for Marshall, went over her head. Now Williams has it. Low block right, going to work. Missed it down low. Ball tipped on the baseline, grabbed by Watkins. 2-0 USC. Watkins glides into the front court, defended by Porter. Watkins driving to the rim and gets bumped in a foul called against Porter. USC, 1-of-2 from the floor. Wisconsin starts 0-of-4 from the field. Badgers scored just under 66 points per game this season. USC is the best at defending in the Big Ten, allowing the fewest points per game at 56. There is a push-off by Iriafen, and she catches a pass down low and lays it up and in. 4-0 USC, 7:50 to play. Opening quarter. Porter tracks it across midcourt, flips to McCray. Badgers working around to the left side. Myers has it. One dribble over to Leitziger. Far half of the court. Watkins defends. Shot clock's at 10. To McCray, high post. So put it on the floor. And she lost it. Stolen. And stolen right away by Iriafen. And she just took it right from her hands. In transition, Marshall misses the layup short. Picked up Leitziger. Here comes Wisconsin right to left. Still looking for their first field goal of the game. 7:19 to play in the first quarter. 4-0 USC. Porter finds McCray, top of the key. Porter, couple dribbles, looking for the handoff on Myers. It was denied by Von Olhoffen. Now Porter catches out on top. Shot clock's at 7. Ronnie Hezzy drives, blocked out of bounds by Marshall. No, blocked on the baseline, picked up by Porter into McCray. Shot clock's winding down. She just flips one up in time, and it's no good around the restricted arc. Von Olhoffen in transition, tries to bounce inside, and it's kicked out of bounds by Wisconsin. 6:47 to go first quarter. McCray has a seat on the bench now. And Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas into the game now. The 6'1 grad student playing in her fifth season for the Badgers. Wisconsin looking for its first field goal. They're going to have to defend, though, right now as Watkins has it on top. Leitziger has the defensive assignment. Watkins pulls up for 3. It's short. Offensive rebound. Iriafen blocked by Williams down low. Picked up by Wisconsin. Blocked by Sarah. She had 3 on Sunday. Down low to Douglas. Kicking it back out. Williams, topside. Working on Marshall. Spinning on Marshall. Stepping through on Marshall. Missing the shot underneath. And it's grabbed by Marshall. Trojans ball. Watkins attacking in from the left. Kicking it out to the right corner. Now to Von Olhoffen. A drive right around Douglas. Meeting Leitziger down low, but the layup's up and in. 6-0 USC. 6:10 to go. First quarter. Wisconsin still looking for its first field goal, and a drive by Douglas. Finds Williams down low on the left. Missed it with the left hand. That was a good look right there by the Badgers. Watkins attacking the rim. Missing the driving layup with the left hand. Rebound by Wisconsin. Douglas. Outlet stolen. Von Olhoffen. USC now the other way. A 1-on-2 for Von Olhoffen. Douglas tries to tie her up. Shot goes off the backboard, and it's picked up by Hallie. Now Wisconsin, other side. Myers tries a 3, and it's in. First field goal of the game from Tess Myers. She hit 5 three-pointers for the Badgers on Sunday, and Myers connects for Wisconsin's first field goal of the night. 6-3 USC, timeout Trojans. Timeout USC, back after this with 5:32 to play in the first. 6-3 USC over Wisconsin, and this is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Well, tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliance Energy. Visit AllianceEnergy.com to see how Alliance Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. I'm John Audius here in Madison, Wisconsin. The Badgers hosting 7th-ranked USC. Wisconsin 2-9 in the Big Ten. The Trojans come in with a 9-1 conference record. So far, 6-3. Southern Cal on top of Wisconsin. The Badgers are 1-9 from the floor. Just got a three-pointer from Tess Myers. I know that was a pretty... I think the officials were looking at that to make sure that was a three. Her foot was awfully close to the line. Scoreboard still has three on the board for Wisconsin. Meanwhile, Juju Watkins, the leading scorer in the Big Ten, kind of headed toward the locker room during that last timeout, trying to see courtside right now if she has made her way back to the court. But Watkins went to the locker room during that last break. And on the court right now for USC, some new faces. No Juju Watkins. I do not currently see her on the bench either. Trojans with the basketball. Heckel with the rock. Defended by Leitzinger out on top. Heckel goes to the short corner on the left. Erie defense. Jumper's no good. Picked up by Myers. 5:15 to play. First quarter. It's 6-3 USC over Wisconsin. Here's Myers over to the right side. Defended by Howell. She'll bounce down low on the right. McCray makes a move. Blocked down low by USC. Akun-Lafo with the block. Von Olhoffen tries to go inside, and it's denied, but a whistle and a foul. 4:54 to play, opening quarter. 6-3 still USC. Foul is called against Hallie Douglas of Wisconsin. It is the Badgers' second team foul. Erie Fenn catches the inbound to Von Olhoffen. All types of time to shoot the three, and she knocks it down. She had time to adjust the ball in her hands, take a breath, and then launch the shot. 4:40 to go. Badgers throw it away from the backcourt to the front court, looking for Leitzinger. Goes over her head. Obviously, when you play an elite team like USC, turnovers got to come down if you're the Badgers. Wisconsin, a good job hanging on to the basketball this season. 15.3 turnovers per game, about on par at what USC averages at 15.1. Von Olhoffen, deep on the left, throws it to Akun-Lafo, who lays it up and in. Akun-Lafo, excuse me. Here is Cron now into the game for the Badgers in the backcourt. And a reach-in foul against USC. To go, first quarter, 11-3 USC. Here comes Ronnie Porter for the Badgers into the front court. Wisconsin finds itself down by 8 points. Porter throws over to Myers. Lobs mid post left. Here's Williams going to work. Williams back and down, up in the right hand, popped out. Williams fighting, gets her own miss. Has it deep on the left, throws it out to Myers. Return entry pass back to Sarah. Again, spinning left of the lane, jumper pops out, no good. Picked up by Howell and USC. Von Ohlhofen catches in the front court. Off to the left side, Smith rises for three. Clings off the rim, no good. Grabbed by Myers. She'll run it into the front court with the dribble. 3:38 to play first quarter. Wisconsin trails by eight. Porter outside left for the UW. Defended by Von Ohlhofen. Looks to her left, throws to her right. McCray has it. Swing it to the right side. This is Cron. Defended by Smith. To Williams. High post. Jumper is short over Okunwafo. And it's picked up by USC. Now Howell out on top to the right. Von Ohlhofen. Porter will defend. 3:11 to play in the first. Von Ohlhofen. A path opens up right around Porter. Layup in. 6.5 points per game for Von Ohlhofen. She lays it up and in. She's got four and a 7-0 run now by USC. 10-point lead. Tess Myers of Wisconsin, left corner with the rock. Now to Williams. Williams spinning in the paint, jumpers in. First field goal of the game from Sarah Williams. Other side, attacking the rim and missing the layup is Howell, but she was fouled. Williams, 1 of 8 start from the field for Wisconsin. But that does stop a 7-0 SC run. USC at the free throw line now. And the free throw by Howell is up and in. 14-5. Next one is through. And by the way, Juju Watkins back on the court for USC. So whatever she needed to go to the locker room for, she's made her way back to the floor. Badgers being pressured in the backcourt. Pass deflected out of bounds by USC. 15-5. Trojans on top of the Badgers. Leitzinger catches the inbounds in the front court for Wisconsin, puts it on the floor, slicing through the lane, and a foul on her driving attempt as the shot was blocked by Heckel. And a foul against USC. That'll put Natalie Leitzinger at the free throw line for Wisconsin with 2:30 to play in the first quarter. 15-5 USC. This match is their largest lead of the game. Wisconsin 2 of 14 from the floor so far. Free throw up and in. 82% free throw shooter this season, Natalie Leitzinger. It's the next one to go. 15-7. Southern Cal with the ball. And the lead. Heckel driving, stopping, popping, and hitting at the Big Ten logo. Jumper's good by Heckel from 10. And it's a 10-point lead, 17-7. Wisconsin right to left. Cron behind her back at midcourt to the front court. Pushes to Porter. 2:07 to play in the first quarter. Ronnie between the circles for Wisconsin. Wedge screen out at top. Drives to her right, has it on the right wing, throws back to her left, Leitzinger, defended by Watkins, to Williams, free throw line, kicking it out, pass deflected and stolen by Howell, to Watkins in the front court, right of the lane, bumps into Leitzinger, and a travel call. Watkins gets called for the walk. Minute 50 to go, first quarter. Wisconsin ball. Badgers 2 of 14 from the floor. 14%. USC 7 out of 15. Tess Myers is going to enter the game now for Lily Cron. Myers has 3 of the 7 points by the Badgers and the only 3-pointer attempted and made by Wisconsin. Douglas dribbles into the front court for the Badgers. Has it left side. Watkins picks her up. Alley off to the right, tries to hand off to Leitzinger. It's knocked free. It's now picked up by the Badgers. And then Watkins tries to poke it out of the hands of Douglas. Porter picks it up. 10 on the shot clock now. Lonnie has to make something out of nothing. Porter, top of the key, driving to the left elbow. Shot clock's at five. Throws to Douglas. Left baseline drive. Tough shot blocked out of bounds by Watkins. And it's going to be a shot clock violation. There is just 0.1 seconds on the shot clock. So Wisconsin really can't do anything unless they like set it like a volleyball toward the rim, maybe. I don't know. And the inbounds is touched and the shot clock buzzer sounds. Really a no-win situation there for Wisconsin. USC basketball. 17-7, Trojans on top of the Badgers. Seventh-ranked USC facing Wisconsin here at the Kohl Center tonight. Marshall, right elbow, lobs over the top of the defense, out of bounds, looking for Watkins. Trying to get to Watkins down low on the left. Weitzinger, inbound, zigzags her way to the front court. Left baseline feed to Williams. Backing down Marshall. Williams shot over Marshall, and it bounces through. Second field goal of the quarter for Williams. 17-9 USC. Heckel pull up 15-footer. Nope. Marshall tips it into the air. Tries to gather it. It's still loose. Who has it? Finally into the hands of Williams. Wisconsin ball. Porter's pass deflected. Picked up at midcourt. USC 3-on-3. Marshall stopped by Williams on a drive, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin. It'll be interesting to see if they give a block to Sarah on that play or not. 17-9. They do. Second block of the game. Watkins inbounding. Finds Heckel. Back to Juju in the left corner. Leitzinger defends. 30 seconds to play in the first. Watkins high left side now with the rock. Slowing it down. Shot clock's at 15. Game clock's at 21. Watkins still high left side. Now she'll make her move. Throw back to her left. Here's a three. Howell, no good. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Porter has it. Porter met by Watkins at midcourt. Ronnie trying to get across the timeline. She does. 4 seconds. Porter still with it. Bouncing inside. Williams with 2 seconds. Williams off the window. It's good. At the buzzer. Wisconsin gets one to fall. And a foul, too. So it's an and one opportunity coming up for Sarah Williams. Foul against USC, and it'll be Williams at the line. But first, I think they have to figure out exactly how much time is left. Porter got it to Williams and got it in right at the buzzer. Depends when that foul was actually called then. 17-11. That's the score right now.
We get a picture of generation. Please bring your attention to the video board as we recognize tonight's antibody.
And I think Williams is going to make her way back. The foul was called against Marshall. It's her second. So I don't think this quarter's quite done yet. Almost. But a nice way to end it for Wisconsin. As Williams will have a chance at a free throw. Now the officials bringing both teams back out onto the court. So Sarah Williams will step to the free throw line. They put 0.6 on the clock. Near 80% free throw shooter this season is Wisconsin's Sarah Williams. She has scored in double figures 20 times this season, including her last 7 in a row. Free throws in. USC has about a half second. Looking to get it in. They do. Buzzer sounds. Shot comes after the buzzer. And now the first quarter is done. And Wisconsin ends on a little flurry to pull to within 5. After the first 10 minutes, it's USC 17, Wisconsin 12. And we'll be back with the second quarter coming up next. This is Badgers Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Hey Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 17-12, Southern California on top of Wisconsin in this Big Ten matchup here tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin ends the first quarter on a 5-0 run. Badgers trail by 5. They trailed by as many as 10 points in that opening quarter. Yeah, USC got it out to 17-7 before Wisconsin put 5 on the board. First quarter leading scorer for the Badgers is Sarah Williams. 3 of 10 from the floor, 7 points, 7 of the 12. She does have a couple of rebounds and a couple of blocks in the first 10 minutes. Tess Myers has a 3, and Natalie Leitzinger has 2 at the free throw line. Second quarter is underway. From the Kohl Center, the Badgers have possession to start. Down by 5. It's number 7, USC. Here's Porter, outside left for the UW. Dribbles to the left baseline. Smith defends. Brings it back out with the dribble now and bounces left baseline. Caught by Williams. Williams backing down. Shot is short left of the lane. Nice defense there by Akunwafo. Here's Watkins, top of the key. Watkins makes a move around Williams. Tough one to the rim. Missed it. Rebound Wisconsin. 2 points so far for Juju. Over to Myers, right side for the Badgers. Front court trailing by 5. Just underway second quarter. Right in the lane, Williams. Williams trying to drive. Ball is hit down to the floor. Who has it? It's still loose. Finally, USC comes out of there with it. And it's area fin. Von Olhoffen, left side, working on Myers. Now has it left of the lane. 9 minutes to go, second quarter. 17-12, USC. Iriafen. Defended by Douglas, now in the lane. Iriafen lowers her shoulder, throws one off the window, and what's the call? Foul against Douglas. A little frustrating for Hallie Douglas, you can tell. She wasn't too happy about that. There was some contact. It was initiated by Iriafen, and then whistle sounds, and it's USC at the free throw line. Iriafen, 17.8 points per game, fifth best scorer in the Big Ten. So USC has not only Juju Watkins, who leads the conference at 25, but Iriafen, who's just under 18. Free throw up and in. And she has over 1,400 career points. Transfer from Stanford. Next one pops out no good. 18-12. USC lead, Wisconsin basketball, right to left in the front court. Porter pushes to the left where Myers has it. Myers slides it over to Williams, who guides it over to the right wing. It's Porter. Ronnie bouncing right of the paint. Williams skips it. Near side to the corner. It's Myers. Can't get anything on Watkins. Tries to go to Williams. It's stolen by Akunwafo. Other side. Trying to track down that basketball. Flips it up. No good. And a foul. Foul against Williams. It's the second team foul called against the Badgers tonight. First foul. Personal foul against Williams. Akunwafo at the free throw line now.
And that free throw is missed off to the left. Akinwafo is a 24% free throw shooter. Now 4 out of 18 from the line after that miss. She makes one. Just her fifth made free throw of the year. 8:20 to play, second quarter. USC on top by 7. A steal. Iriafen lays it up and in. Now the Badgers in the backcourt. Lost it again. McCray has it, though. Three Trojans around her. Just need to pass out of there, and you've got a fast break and a reach-in and a foul against Juju Watkins. 21-12 USC. Giannis Jimenez enters the game now for Wisconsin. That last turnover and bucket by USC, Porter was double-teamed, and her pass just got deflected, and then USC picks it up, and the lay-in's good. 8 minutes to play, second quarter, 21-12, and now Smith a little too tight defensively on Porter, some 25 feet away from the rim. He doesn't like that one, but a foul called against USC. Second team foul against the Trojans. McCray catches the inbounds. Looking inside for Jimenez, knocked out of bounds by Akinwafo. Wisconsin 22% from the floor in this game. They're 4 out of 18. USC's shooting percentage now up to 40% for the game. Jimenez catches the inbounds pass, gets bumped out of bounds, and it'll be USC ball. Jimenez trying to say, the only reason I'm out of bounds is because I got bumped out of bounds, but apparently the officials missed that. Smith to Iriafen, high post. Back out to Kennedy Smith on the left. Drives to the free throw.